That's Tiaz.
And that's Sasha.
And we are the Cool Nerd Beat Show on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe, for having us on your radio airwaves for the past going on 5 years. And every Monday night, without failsies, we have been on Adobe Radio. It's been like the best part of our lives.
Oh, hell yeah.
We love doing the show.
Mondays.
Yeah, Mondays are the besticles. And we're celebrating. I'm saying that, but we like literally took 2 weeks off. Well, we didn't take 2 weeks off. We were going to do a show the week before last week. We had technical difficulties. We appreciate you standing by. And then following week, I think it was just like travel. So we did our first ever best of show. And that was really exciting because we have so much good stuff that we like that we haven't played in a long time. Like, we hadn't played those interviews in a while. We played footage from our first ever.
The very first
Cool Nerd Weed show. That was a treat, a taste treat to listen to. A little tiny nerd babies doing the Cool Nerd Weed show. We were so little.
We were. I look back at the pictures. I'm going to post some of the pictures from our first show.
Yeah, the garage days are something else too. Like the garage days when we first started there was only a few shows that before we were on Adobe, where we were like in the garage making it work. I mean, we sounded pretty good considering.
We did. I went back and listened.
This was before a pandemic. So this was like pre Panera Bread when doing podcasts were like, you kind of needed a setup to do it. But we made our way.
Yeah, we didn't have the emergency pandemic broadcast system that we do now. Yeah. Now we can go anywhere.
Now we're remote as fuck.
If you have a generator or some batteries,
we'll
be there.
The nerds are going to be there. We even talked about going on tour sometime soon. We have all sorts of shit planned for this year that we're manifesting and we're making happen. So we are back. We're back here on the Cool Nerd Weed Show, and we're glad to be back. We are smoking. What are we smoking today? We saved this special.
This is the from the Congo Club and the Red Congolese. Red Congolese.
I've never heard of that. I don't know what that is.
They're doing heirlooms. This is an heirloom sativa strain.
So.
And it is delicious. It is potent. It brings me back to a simpler time in cannabis. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a simpler time, but it brings me back to old
time
school
where you could
flavors.
Actually say sativa and indica hybrid, and you could actually call it that.
This is probably one of the truest examples of a sativa, traditionally called sativa.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. It's been a long time. Since I've smoked a sativa, it's been a long time since I've smoked a sativa that I really like. I'm not really, not most people are sativa people because they don't want to feel anxious or racy or whatever. I do like a good sativa, but just like anybody else, I don't want to feel my heart beating.
Yeah. You either really love them or you really, really hate them.
Yeah. And I like a good sativa, but I also feel like it's been really hard to find a really pure, good sativa. For a long time, we just kind of had like XJ, and then like whatever else you'd get would be like hybrid, maybe sativa leaning. And you haven't really seen even bud look like this. This is really interesting. This bud, it kind of came out of nowhere. I feel like because I don't know. I just haven't seen sativa.
It's kind of like this in a while. It's kind of a sleeper, I think. I mean, figuratively, this is just fairly energetic.
To warn, it's. You know when you drink coffee and like your tummy kind of like moves into like your bowels, like it like flips a little bit. That's like the kind of sativa this is. Like it's real. It's a real energetic.
And it's delicious. It reminds us of all of our favorite sativa dominant strains. Like immediately when you open the jar, it smells like. Haze. It reminds me of the old hazes.
Yeah.
The amnesia haze. Mm-hmm. The super silver.
Mm-hmm. And it's tasty too. I usually don't like the taste of sativas either.
And what was the other one? You
Yesterday I opened it up and I said it smelled cheesy.
Yes. It definitely smelled.
I don't know if I smelled like, that today, but today I smelled like XJ. Today I was like, huh, it smells like.
It smells like a little XJ. The structure looks like an XJ. Or
it does. It's
or a Jack. Mm-hmm. Any of the Jacks.
Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of like cool things to it too. Like a lot of cool colors. It's
very complex.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice. I was taken by surprise. It is not something that you see all the time. And this is the Congo Club. How much is this one?
That's like 70, 75. Mm. Yeah.
It smells cheesy. It does.
It does smell cheesy.
And we've been saying like, I've been saying I want a cheese strain forever and people look at me like I have 10 heads, but I'm like, it's a real thing.
It is. It is. It's very complex on the nose. Mm.
Delicious.
You know,
I'm a fan.
You don't see this all the time.
No, we're discovering new things every day, even here in California. It's interesting the way weed is going. You know, I don't know if it's a corporate thing or what, but you know, they're trying to steer us away from saying indica, sativa, or hybrid, and just go with the terps and the strain. Which, like, I don't know if, like, we need to be doing that. Or the effects, too.
The effects-based.
Effects-based.
I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted.
I mean, we're traditional people, but also, like, whatever. If that's, like, what...
I appreciate the breakdown of in all of those categories. I appreciate a traditional name, even if it's made up.
Right, me too.
A made-up name with some sort of folklore. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I enjoy your effects based. If you want to tell me if I'm looking for an experience,
easy. Makes it easier.
I love the terp breakdown.
We are nerds in that way. We do like the terp breakdown. We do.
That excites me.
It does. It makes us feel smart and chemistry like. So you know the debates of weed, but yeah, this is really good, and I'm really glad that we have a sativa that it doesn't make me. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't like smoking sativas. They just don't satisfy me. But this one does. This one does.
Yeah. Heirlooms. Here you go.
Thanks. What's it called again? I keep forgetting.
Red Congolese.
Red Congolese.
From the Congo Club. You know, I believe it's an African strain. Which some
for
of our
sure,
favorites,
it seems like it is, yeah.
Like the Durban.
For sure.
Is another one of our
all of our all of the yeses for us.
They've grown in, what does it say, like equatorial? It's grown near the equator traditionally, is where the sativas grew and thrived and flourished in that environment.
I see.
Longer periods of sunlight. That's why they take a little bit longer to grow traditionally.
Yeah.
And okay. So. You know, when you're talking about maybe growing less cannabis in a year, they don't really cultivate them. It's all about the it's all about the dollars.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, so I guess that makes sense. I guess that does make sense.
This is something special.
It is something special. I really like it, and it'll get us. Keep us going through this whole wonderful show, because sometimes we get a little high, you know. Sometimes we get a little high. We took some edibles before the show.
Oh, yeah. What? Good Kind.
Good Kind was kind enough to send us more edibles. We took a Delta 8. That's what I gave us.
Oh, that was for Delta 8s? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, yesterday we took the Delta 9. We went to go see Bob's Burgers, which was great. If you're a stoner, you're likely a Bob's Burgers fan. Likely.
Hilarious.
I would put the chances pretty, I would wager Bob's Burger fan. And it was really good. Our edible, you know, timing is everything in all ways. TS has reaffirmed that and taught that to me throughout our friendship, our partnership. And we timed everything really well yesterday, I feel like.
It was perfectly timed. We walked in to the theater.
Yeah. Well, oh my God. Yeah. We walked into the theater like basically like two previews before the movie started. Like, mwah, perfect timing. Don't have to sit through all the bullshit. Eat through all your snacks. We got the I mean, now who's the snack queen? K-W-E-E-N.
You are. You
this
are.
This guy hands, right over here.
Hands down.
Credit where credit is due. You,
I came back from, I had to have a little meeting, and then so I came back and met you in the snack line, and your arms were completely full. There was a bag of popcorn was bigger than you, like your torso, and yeah. there was a bag of candy. Each candy was individually wrapped. a variety of beverages.
Oh yeah, and then the cheese for the popcorn.
Oh, that was okay. This got me. This got me. I was like, what is in that? I was like, is that pudding? Is that? But you got cheese, a side of cheese, nacho
Indeed
cheese.
I did, friend. Yes, nacho to, cheese, the cheese to, that comes
to
with
dip
nachos.
The popcorn in.
To dip the popcorn in.
And that's a baller move right there.
I don't fuck around. I don't fuck around. Yeah, it is. I snacks in the movies because of the timing and how well we timed it out. We should be hitting our peak munchies at around the beginning of the movie o'clock. So nobody's getting up to get snacks. Nobody wants to be late to the movie to get snacks, but I have been known to be late to the movie just to get snacks. And if shit goes right, our munchies are going to be really, really, really going off at that time. And it was a satisfying munchie. It was. That popcorn's really good at the El Capitan here in beautiful Hollywood. This will kind of parlay into our first story or our first topic. You know, out here in California, even though the weed business and industry has gotten very corporate in a lot of ways, there is still, and you can't take it away from us, there is still culture. Like mad weed culture out here. And
oh, yeah.
You can see that
for
by
sure.
Like you working at a dispensary or everybody we know who works at dispensaries that aren't fucking med men. And you know, you have a shit ton of weed because your dispensary knows that that's part of the job. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a supportive weed culture still in dispensaries out here.
There has to be.
There has to be
to function successfully.
And I think we had to learn that the hard way out here. The cannabis business.
Oh, for sure.
During the switchover for legal. That's why we started the show. Like during that switchover or transition, I think it got over corporate and they tried to suck the culture out of it.
Absolutely.
No, that won't work, y'all.
The culture is not going to go away.
It's not
going to
happen here in California, good friends. So that kind of like leveled out a little bit. And don't get me wrong, California weed has like a lot that's not the best. But in a way, I feel like we've adapted okay and we're kind of like going along.
Yeah, it's getting better.
And I think that is that has to do a lot with the culture. So it's interesting going to different states and trying out, going to dispensaries in different states and kind of seeing the difference of culture. You could feel the difference of cultures as you're going to these states. So far, I have tried like in the later part, whatever, the new like adult use world. So the last part of like 17 to now, I've tried like weed from Nevada, from Massachusetts, not many, from Nevada, and I'm just talking legal weed, dispensary weed, Nevada, Massachusetts, and New Jersey.
Arizona.
And I felt that way about every place. You know, Nevada has a culture, but there's also, you don't know what the fuck's going on in Vegas. Like, there's so,
it's
like,
its own animal.
It's got weed culture, but it also has, exactly, like, it's got Vegas weed culture. So that is its own animal. So, yeah, I'll give it that. But, like, when you go into a dispensary, you're not thinking about weed culture when you're in Vegas. That's for goddamn sure. But when you go, like, it's hard to get a read sometimes when you go into dispensaries that are from different states. Whereas when you go into a dispensary here in, I would say in Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles, you instantly feel like you're at a dispensary. You know, it's an experience here. We're there to provide guidance, always a bud tender to a patient or to a member, you know, rarely not that. And I don't know. It's just a different experience. All this to say, I went to New Jersey and tried stuff from a legal New Jersey dispensary, which is crazy.
How was it? Start at the beginning.
I'll start from the very beginning. So the place called Rise, it looked like there was like three or four of them around New Jersey. There was like one in Patterson, one in Bloomfield, and like another one somewhere else. And apparently these dispensaries are from the medical, like when New Jersey passed its like medical.
Oh yeah.
Like whenever that happened.
They've had medical for a while now.
Yeah, for a bit. So that was that. They had apparently been around for a couple years. And I live literally 25 minutes away from the city. This, I guess, if you're in the city and you want to try legal weed, it would be probably like an hour of a drive from wherever you are. If you're in New York City, like if you just wanted to like try legal weed for the hell of it, which I would recommend.
I've got their weed maps up.
Okay. I get there. There's parking.
Ample parking?
Ample parking day or night. There was ample parking. There was like police. It was like actually like just police.
Because it's only been like a month, right?
Yeah, that it's been.
And you were like within 30 days. within 30 days you hit the ground running in New Jersey.
Yeah, we did. We just like and a lot of these places were places that were open already for medical, so they had their like shit going, you know. So you go in, you just like any dispensary, there's a lobby, you show your license, it's like easy peasy, they just like scan you in. And this was interesting because you walk in and there, you know, there is like just like a lot of dispensaries, there's a line where it's like medical, adult use or whatever. But there was nobody there for medical. So everybody was just like going through the adult use line. And it was pretty big. There was like a showroom to your right that I didn't go into. And then there was like, and it felt really corporate. It was like a bunch of like consoles, like in McDonald's, you know, like when you order. And listen, I'm not complaining. You know, I love a fucking contactless transaction.
They've been trying to push those for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're like, get rid of a budtender.
Yeah, right. Like, come on, man. And so I was like somewhat bummed. You know, I love like not interacting with anybody ever. That's like kind of my thing for sure. So you're not going to find me complaining about a contactless transaction. However, I have to say it felt a little cold, you know, like it didn't feel, you know, like when I would, that was the one thing that I would allow in before I worked in dispensaries was the like kind of human connection you have with your bud tender is really nice. It's part of the culture, I feel like, that I think is a little bit lost in this type of setting. But I'm not like, again, like I'm not complaining. It didn't feel corporate or bad. Like I don't want to give it that impression. It wasn't like a bummer by any means. So after I picked out what I wanted, I got an edible. This was weird. I don't know if this is a thing because I thought I looked it up and it wasn't. But they would only, and I didn't ask, but they would only let me buy one edible, one package of edibles.
That is a, yeah, you told me that. That was weird. Just 100 milligrams, that was your limit? Was it a limit because of the milligrams or to like to save supply? Like supply issue?
That is a good question. Because I didn't try, obviously, to do it with my medical because I don't have medical. Might be supplies. And I know that was a worry for New Jersey. But yeah, that was weird that I could only get one. I wasn't too stoked on that. Obviously, I love my edibles. And I got an eighth of weed. So I got...
What did you get? That was... This was one thing I thought that was funny was the other strain that you got. The 707.
That's that. Those are the pre-rolls. It was like 707 Kush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like 707. I was like, yeah, big rep in 201.
That 201 Kush.
Yeah. That 201 Haze. Yeah, that was the pre-rolls. So I got one package of pre-rolls, one eighth of this rhythm weed. This strain is Animal Face and it looks like it was packaged or distributed or something somewhere else. There's another address on here. So I wonder if
there's a lot of legal labels on there.
There's a lot of stuff on the label. Yeah, it says strain strength medium.
I thought that was a little, that was funny.
Yeah, I did too.
This is medium strength.
Medium strength.
Oh, okay.
It is high in THC though. It was 20. Yeah, it is high in THC though. It was like 27%, and we smoked it. And it tasted pretty good.
It did. It broke up nice.
And it got me pretty stoned.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I felt really nice. I enjoyed it when I smoked it. I thought it was really good. I have to say, every other state that I've been to, I have not enjoyed the weed from the legal dispensaries. Like, hands down, I have not. Because, like, I'm, you know, used to caviar from California. So, you know, all else tastes broke ass, but
we don't smoke the same.
We don't fucking smoke the same. I'm sorry. I sound like an asshole. God, we're not assholes. We've been doing this for a long time, and we're not assholes. But you agree with me. I mean,
I agree. I was, you know, we sampled the New Jersey flower,
and I was really satisfied with it. I really, really was.
I would not be mad.
No.
Oh, well, okay. I've had the only other medical. It was Florida. I've had the Florida medical.
I have not tried Florida weed yet.
You're not missing anything.
That's what I hear. And I don't like Massachusetts weed, and I don't. I mean, oh, I guess like there's some Vegas weed that's pretty good, but I haven't gotten really anything great that I love from Massachusetts. Their edibles are okay, but yeah, I was like pleasantly surprised, and that's really the bottom line for me. Is like, okay, the dispensary experience is different. It's going to be different culture. You know, it's still corporified, you know, like a little bit, like you can definitely feel the corporate influences, but it's not like it's not bad or anything. It's just different, and you can kind of feel it a little bit. But I mean, it's not like New Jersey is. I mean, they're killing it. They're the legal weed sales.
How many? Okay, I have questions.
Oh, more questions
for you.
I will take questions now.
Will you take questions
before moving on to the stats?
How many strains were there? Was there a lot of strains?
No, there was not a lot to choose from. There was only like three.
Did they have
not even? I feel like there was like
concentrates.
I didn't see any concentrates.
No concentrates.
I didn't see any concentrates. Okay. I also didn't look very hard, but.
Their menu is not posted here on Weed Maps.
No, there was like no concentrates. There was, I want to say there was some vapes.
Some vapes, okay.
Although, I'm not quite sure. Because if there were vapes, I probably would have bought some for my madre. And I don't remember there being vapes. No, I would have bought some if there were. So I don't think there were. It was limited. It wasn't like, you know, your dispensary where it's like 50,000 brands and strains of weed. And I feel like also like a lot of the dispensaries I've been to, like the Arizona dispensary actually had a lot of brands and strains more than I expected. So yeah, there weren't a lot.
But it's coming soon. New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll all be like this or like ours.
And New Jersey... New Jersey really like has been supporting the legal cannabis industry.
Yeah, I mean, Governor Murphy wanted to do this since he got elected, so it's exciting for me. It was very gratifying to just go. I mean, from where I live, it's like a little bit out of the way, but it was worth it. You know what I mean? Like I felt really happy to be able to go buy legal weed in New Jersey. I really did. It almost felt like it wasn't real, you know, like going to my home that I know is my home, like walking in with weed bag. Like it's wild. It sounds crazy because like we're so used to it out here, but like it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
No, if it's safe for me to go back to Buffalo. If I could walk into one of the old spots downtown that will be set up and buy or consume some legal cannabis,
crazy.
It'll be it's unbelievable. It's coming soon.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about what's happening with New York at the end of the show. But yeah, it definitely like it wasn't lost on me how like crazy, like far we've come, you know, in terms of like all that stuff. Like I, you know, again, I have friends who were arrested in New Jersey for very, very small weed offenses. And it's horrible to think about that was like not even 20 years ago, but it is exciting and relieving to think that this is where we're going. So I just wanted to talk about the culture a little bit. I feel like I didn't talk about it the way I wanted to talk about it. Like, I wasn't saying anything bad at all. I just wanted to, like, comment on... Because, like, the people working there, like, seemed super happy and awesome. Like, just like anybody who works at a dispensary usually is.
Yeah, for sure. But it's newer. It's much newer.
Yeah.
It's been, it's been just going in California forever on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I don't know. You never think... cannabis culture, you think New Jersey. You think, like, the best weed is grown in the world, that you never think in New Jersey.
No, but you never know. We may.
Yeah. Cannabis Cup winner, the next one.
So they're growing and they're selling. Their legal weed sales, which has literally been just a month that they've counted, is just over $24 million fucking dollars in a month.
You said $24 million.
Million, not billion. Million.
Million.
Millions and millions. $24 million, according to the CRC. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a good start. You know, they didn't run out of product, which I definitely thought they were going to yet. Yeah, there's like a lot of, they're still growing, literally. They're still trying to like figure out how to like maximize all of this. And I hope they open more stores. It's really strange to me. I mean, the city I live in Gutenberg, they opted out. They're not doing a dispensary, which is dumb.
You know, those places can obviously, they can opt back in. But I think, do you think opinions are going to change as soon as they're like, the next town over just made like an extra $24 million and, you know, what, a $5 million in sales tax?
I don't doubt it. I mean, they're saying like in the fiscal year, which ends in June, at the end of June, $4 million in state taxes from weed is that's the estimated.
Yeah, so.
So it's like a lot.
That's a lot. It's quite a piece of cabbage there.
It's quite a bit. So, yeah, I mean, get on with it, you know, do the damn thing, New Jersey. I am one of those people that really does love New Jersey. I don't claim it as much, and we've discussed why, but I love New Jersey, and I, like, always stand by it. So when they were first to really go for it with weed, I was excited. I really was. And it seems like they're doing it okay. I don't know what kind of corruption business will come out, because this is what happens in all the legal states. But so far, so good. You know, so far, so good. Good for you, New Jersey. And yeah. I had a great experience. I loved all my bud tenders. I loved Rise. I hope I'm not, like, talking shit. Please don't. Like, it's not that at all. I loved it. I loved every second of it. It's just interesting to me. Just by sheer, like, years of us, like, being here, the culture is just different, you know? And I'm sure that somebody, I mean, if you're in New Jersey and you want to call the show and you work at a dispensary, talk to us. Because if, like, you're working in it, I'm curious how it is, you know? If you're working in weed, like, yeah. I mean, if I still lived in New Jersey and had the opportunity to work in weed, it would be a totally different experience for me than it would be you, than it is, you know?
I have so many questions when people come in from out of town.
Yeah.
Like, that tell me that they work in the industry in other states. I'm like, oh, you've got questions? I've got questions for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So curious. I mean, and you know what? I also brought up in my brain how, like, culture here has changed as well, right? Like, dispensary culture was go try the weed and tell me how it is on the clock. Yes. No longer allowed.
That is...
Which my husband found very interesting also. I've been saying interesting a lot on the show, but my husband found that interesting as well, because he knows the culture of where we started and, like, how we grew up, which was try the weed immediately.
They would... We would get a fresh batch in something. Some flour.
Let's try it on your
and
break.
And then we would try... They would sometimes they would roll. They would have one of us roll like a bunch of little joints.
Oh, yeah.
And you try it on your break.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was fucking...
Or, you know...
Those were the days, bro.
You can smoke your pipe upstairs.
All day. You should take dabs.
But if you want to... You could take dabs.
Those were the days. These are frequently. It is no longer this way, for better or for worse. I don't know. But nowadays in California, currently in LA, that it's not allowed anymore. You're not allowed to consume during your
absolutely
your day,
not.
Which is really that is like a very insane concept to me, because the last time I was in weed, which is not that long ago, we were that's not true. Well, when I was leaving, it started to really get there. I wasn't smoking during my day anymore.
I mean, we would eat edibles and drink the juice. I mean, if somebody showed up like after eating edibles to their shift, I'd have to send them home.
That's fucking crazy.
I'm like, wow. Like they're like not functioning and like look visibly visibly high. Whatever. I'm like, I think it's the functioning part.
Well, you know, and that could be. I think now that it's more mainstream, quote unquote, and there are corporations to think about, there is money to think about, there's stocks and shit. I don't know what the fucking corporations work, but there are things that need to be considered. And you don't want the trope of being the fucking burnout behind handling thousands of dollars and fucking millions of dollars in tax revenue in your hands. You don't want to be like, you know, there have been times where I took RSO at the weed doing fucking counting out the register where I told the story where you got mad at me where I was like, what? Fucked up.
I definitely do not want to be dealing with the BCC like after eating an edible, ad edible.
Could that, you imagine?
Just no.
Oh no. Well, the culture is evolving for us, and the culture is evolving for the states too. So I hope that like I kind of painted. Did I paint an okay picture? Do you picture kind of like what the vibe was, or?
Yeah, I would have gone in the showroom. We're going to go in the showroom when I get there.
Yes, I should have done that, but I didn't. I didn't know if I was allowed. It looked like there was like...
I don't know. It's weird. It's like if somebody didn't direct you in there.
Right. That's like, kind of how I felt. Like I was, I walked in, like I thought I saw somebody standing by the entrance, but then as I was like putting my order in, I like looked and somebody was walking around and was like, let me know if you have any questions. So at that point I could have, but my socially awkward ass didn't say, can I see the showroom? I should have, because I should have seen if they had more like strains out that they weren't, that wasn't on the menu.
You went solo.
Yeah, I went solo dolo.
That is, that's great, something, right? That's very, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
We'll go full.
Solo Dolo is like not very like me. Okay, we do have to take a break because I want to get to the this next thing.
All right, let's
talk about New Jersey forever. But I want to talk about this next thing because it's kind of like new culture, new things, new people smoking weed. And we're gonna talk about what happens if your friend who doesn't normally smoke or consume weed gets too high, and how you can help them get out of that sitch. We'll be right back.
Gummies, 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 gummies. I got gummies. Do you want some gummies? It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
And we're back.
And we're back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. And that's Tess.
And that's Sasha.
And we are on Adobe Radio on a Monday. Thank you for listening to us. Follow on Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed, on everywhere else. Just search Cool Nerd Weed Show. We are on the YouTubes. We're on the Spotify's. We're on the streaming services. But if you're listening to Adobe, you might as well just stay on Adobe because we're just so amazing. And Adobe's the besticles. And follow us. Hit us on the DMs. We answer and we love you. And we'd love being on Adobe, and it's been awesome. And I hope we're on Adobe for 5 million more years. So now the thing is TS and I usually are the weed smokers of the friend group.
Yes.
It just so happens that we work, you know, a lot of our friends are also potheads.
This is true. This is true.
So my mom says hophead. Yeah, hophead. And we are those. We are them, and they are we. But you know, every so often, and I think like more so like my husband's friend group and stuff like that. Like you have your casual smoker, your smoker who, you know, is a little more than kind of curious. Because they know, you know, they probably lived out here for a minute, or you know, they definitely enjoyed their weed in their heyday.
At some point, they enjoyed cannabis.
At after a long day, they take their CBD gummies. Maybe they smoke a little joint from the dispensary down the block, or that their friend gave them, their friend Sasha Ortiz.
And it seems that we are always able to further corrupt.
Yes.
Those people.
Yes, which we have no problem doing. We love to provide.
Yes, we love to share, spread the love around.
But with weed being so in the mainstream, and also the strains, the actual potency of weed getting higher and higher, and just the quality of weeds getting better and better as the years go on, and as legal weed like is more common, like it's just, it's easier to grow good weed. Even though I guess like that may not be the case, like, cause you get a lot of mids, but like it, like knowing more, we get better weed just as like the years go on. We know how to get like produce good weed. And that makes, sometimes that makes people who have smoked in the past or only casually smoke, you know, sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming and you may not realize that, and this happens honestly to the best of us. We are professionals. We talk about it often with edibles and stuff. Like, we all get too high. It happens. We all get too high. The thing is like, we've been getting too high for a while. And also like, we are also at the point now where there isn't too high. For us, we can't really get too high. We've reached, I mean, I've only had like an edible situation once recently. And I think it was because it was CBN. But other than that, I don't overdose. No, and there is no such thing as an overdose, by the way. There's no such thing as overdosing on cannabis. You can't. It's physically impossible.
It's impossible.
It can make you sick. We're going to talk about some of the signs. So Leafly has a little guide. You can look it up on Leafly, but we're going to be funnier basically what to do. If like you're with a friend that's too high, or you get too high yourself. But if you get too high yourself, you're probably not thinking about this stuff. But if you,
it'll help.
It will help. And if like you're with your homie and you guys decide to go nuts and get a nice fancy joint, and maybe it's your day off, and you get
an infused pre-roll.
Yeah, you get some edibles, headed to the beach. Don't know what the day's gonna bring, but you know you want to be high for it. We support it all, but just be careful, because you may get too high. And if you do, here's some like tips and tricks of the trade. So the way you can know you're too high, I mean, you know you're too high when you are. You can feel it.
Yeah,
and if you haven't ever been too high, there's some signs that you can look for.
Yes, anxiety.
That's like the number one thing.
You're feeling really anxious.
Yeah, you feel paranoid. You feel like, you know, like you're overanalyzing everything. Your mind is kind of racy. Nausea is something that I noticed with like edibles, like especially. I just think your equilibrium is a little off when you take too much weed on the edible side. So you might be nauseous, maybe dizzy,
a little dizziness.
Panic and paranoia, I think, are like the same thing. Confusion. Yeah.
What was that sound?
Yes. Yes. Did I say something stupid? Are they looking at me like I'm high? That was my number one thing when I first started smoking.
That's one too.
I was like, stop looking at me. Like
everybody knows.
Yeah, exactly. You're literally looking at me like I'm high. And sweating a lot. And I do that anyway. So,
yeah, my hands sweat profusely.
Like, yeah. And I'm a sweaty Italian, like mountain goat. So
that could be any
number of things. That could be my caffeine intake. That could be anything. So when you get too high, obviously you're not going to die. It's not possible to consume too much THC to kill you. It's just not. So whatever they tell you, just know that it's not. Some have found the cannabis hypermesis syndrome is a thing that's been more common, especially with dabs. I feel like that's been correlated. We have a whole show on it. We have a couple shows on it. If you start to profusely throw up, like, definitely go to the doctor.
For sure.
All these things, if you feel like you're too high, like, for sure. Take care of yourself, and we're going to tell you how. Don't rush to the hospital if you feel like you've overdosed. Only if you feel like And again, this is like where you need to do your drugs with a partner, you know, like have someone with you there.
As they say, never trip alone.
It's exactly right. Because you need somebody to tell you, okay, this isn't right. Maybe you should go to the doctor, or you're just too high. I've had people call me at the dispensary and be like, should I call 911? I took so much weed. No. I'm like, no, don't do that.
This is where your friend comes in.
This is where we come in. So, okay. So first, don't panic. It's organic. That's what our motto of our show is. We also say stay hydrated, stay medicated, stay dedicated. Don't panic. Don't panic.
Don't panic.
It's okay. You are going to be okay. I promise. It may not feel like it right now. You may feel like you are on the edge of a cliff and you're just constantly falling. Like, I feel like that's what being too high is like.
Yeah, but you have to.
But I promise you'll be okay.
You know, speak with your friends in a cool, soothing voice and say, it's okay. Sasha, you'll be okay. Everything will be fine.
Freaking out, man.
Nah, you'll be okay.
Oh, it feels so good.
Look at it. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful day out.
We're all going to die someday, man.
Oh, this is true. But look at the sun. The sun's shining. It's warm on your face. Look at that bumblebee.
Ooh, bumblebee. What do you think they're doing? See? That easy. Bumbling. No, it's true. That's easy. So, well, it's easy for us because we can talk to you. We can make you feel okay. Even if you're sweaty, even if you feel like you're going to throw up, you will probably not, by the way. But if you do, it's okay. Just don't, you know, I'll be somewhere else far off into the distance. And you probably won't pass out. You just might feel a little lightheaded. Let's get you some water. That's the next step. Try some water and some light snacks.
Sasha?
My mouth is really dry.
I'm kind of freaking out over here.
Your mouth is really dry too?
My mouth's really dry too.
Okay, I'm going to get you some water, some flat water, and I'm going to get you some light snacks as well. You may not want them now, but your sugar is probably dropping a little bit. So here is a like big, beautiful, juicy, cold, refreshing, frosty, fucking commercial level beautiful glass of water.
Ah, thank you. Thank you so much.
And
I need to stay hydrated.
Some almonds.
Oh.
You know, you we were also on other substances that weekend, but you helped me greatly with the snacks front because I sometimes don't really do well with my munchies. I eat like shit, really. But you helped me with the cuties.
Oh, yeah.
Those are prime munchies.
I love citrus fruit. Like yeah. The cuties.
Citrus when you're high. It's supposed to like kind of exacerbate the high a little bit. But like, so actually they say the opposite too. Back in the day, they used to say like orange juice would like take the high away or whatever. There's nothing like that we know that does that. But like whatever.
Oh, yeah, the vitamin C.
The vitamin C thing. Either way.
I love eating oranges.
That was so satisfying. When we were high, like I was like, oh my God, it's like, I felt like, cause it was like hydrating too. So yeah, any like fruits, nuts are good. But if you want to eat like fucking Cheetos, eat Cheetos, whatever, like satisfies your munchies, just make sure you have water
everywhere.
It's delicious. Cause when you drink that water, when you're high, it is like, it's like cartoonish how satisfying it is to drink water when you're high. So
sometimes I feel like I'm a camel. I'm just like,
yes, me too. Me too. So this says know your limits before consuming. So, basically that's hard to do if you've never done it. Or if you are a person who hasn't smoked or taken weed in a while and you think that weed is the same as it was before, you know, all the old timers, all the boomers are like, give me that brownie. And you're like, it's 1,000 milligrams. And they're like, we didn't even measure it back in the day. You know, like whatever. And then they're like laid out, like,
they're
you know,
out.
Like eat just like saying gibberish on the floor, which is totally possible. And then, you know, that's how you find out your limits. If you don't want to do it the hard way, you can microdose, you know, like.
Yeah, take it slow.
Yeah. If you're kind of like in the dark, be like, TS, I have never taken any edibles before. I've never taken any edibles before that have been measured. I only know what my brother made in brownies in college. So what's my limit?
Well, Sasha, I'm going to say you should start with 5 milligrams and work your way up.
Work my way up.
Start
slow. How long should I wait until I try more weed?
You're going to want to wait at least an hour or 2 hours before you try more.
Should I eat?
Well,
this varies. I used to tell people if you want, like, the way I would do it, because I metabolize it differently, like, I would take my edible as I was eating. So I would, like, take an edible, eat, and then, like, my body would start to metabolize, and then I would get high. I would be a sure shot that I know I would, when I felt my body digesting my dinner, I know that I would be getting high. That's how I did it.
It definitely affects the onset of the effects.
Right, right. So consider that in your... in your journey.
So like an empty stomach, it's going to hit you faster. Also, man, there's like, there's so much technology now. There's like nanotechnology gummies that like hit you in 30 minutes. Like you get that 20 milligrams in like 20 minutes.
Which is a different method of delivery than we're used to.
So, you know, start small.
Yes. So this is a trick of the trade. Chew black peppercorns when you're too high. So this is something that people do. I've never done it. Have you?
I haven't, but I love black pepper.
Me too.
And black peppercorn. Like that actually
shows
sounds,
up in a lot of cannabis strains. So like you'll find that terpene.
You do. I don't know. I've never done this.
The science behind it.
I don't understand either. Well, we need Riley D on this.
We do.
One.
We need Riley back. She can help us.
Chew black peppercorn.
Chew black peppercorn. Right.
That's more research.
Yeah,
needed.
Yeah. More research needed on that. So keep calm and rest. So yeah. So this is basically what we've been saying. So this is a good thing to remember. Sometimes I find when I'm like trying to be still when I'm too high, it's like not the vibe. Because I'm just kind of like I need to.
Well, yeah,
know that I'm okay.
Sometimes you need to dance it off.
So the next, which is another thing that you helped me with.
This is one of my favorites.
You pretty much changed my life with this. Try going for a walk. So the opposite of rest, when you're high, when you get too high, quote unquote, I promise you, you can move.
I like to move around.
You can move. And it's better to move because your brain's sending all sorts of signals. And if you feel dizzy or lightheaded, like, please don't do this. If you tell yourself, like, Kill Bill style, move your fucking right, left toe or something, you will be able to. I promise you. It just feels a little off right now. When you get your footing, the first thing you should do is, like, open a window or go for a walk outside. Because the fresh air alone will just help you.
Just take a lap. Take a quick lap around the neighborhood.
And bring a friend. Because you don't want to get too high and like forget your way back, which is something that I have done so many times.
This has happened to me.
So many fucking times. Like a very much embarrassing amount of times that has happened to me. So please don't get lost while you're too high. And this another one is to take a shower or bath. That's kind of like the same sort of
relax,
but keep yourself like active a little bit.
After the walk, go take a shower.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And then distract yourself. So, if you're hanging out and your friend is too high, feel free to like put some shit on or like put some music
on. Some music.
Yeah.
Pair that with some cartoons, which is one of my favorites.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Pair with a cartoon. That is a classic nerd tactic: is to just watch some cartoons.
And cartoons, music. Video game, that might even be too much for, I don't know.
I like playing video games high, but sometimes I could see how it would be too much.
Or,
sure.
I mean, I could watch you play video games if I was too high.
Exactly. I don't mind that at all.
Like, they're like movies now anyway.
Exactly. So this is like if you wanted to sober up from edibles, it actually says to take some CBD, and we've heard that and suggested that before because it can actually like kind of lessen the edibles' effects. Edibles are really like you will want to sleep at some point when you're going through your edible journey. Usually, even if you're a functioning edible taker, like they do help you sleep. So if you can take a nap, you should take a nap.
At the end of it all, you will get some sleep. Good rest.
Yeah. Yeah. This says like the citrus thing. This one of them says to take ibuprofen, which I feel like sometimes I want to do anyway, cause because I may not be drinking enough water, I may be dehydrated. So that is something that happens. It doesn't necessarily dehydrate you when you're too high, but you may feel that way because you haven't had water in way longer than you think. So, you know, time just passes differently when you're high, and you can get past it. It's definitely like going to be okay. This one said that Snoop Dogg said to put your face in mayonnaise. He said that. I don't remember that. Oh my God. Don't do that.
I think, yeah, Snoop's clowning. Yeah. I think he's joking.
Like,
put my face in mayonnaise because Snoop said so.
Oh yeah. Remember when he said he was Snoop Lion?
Oh yeah.
This was in 2013. Okay, Snoop.
Snoop Lion. Give that a bit of advice.
Snoop Lion is Lion. Yeah. So that is those are our tips. And yeah, just basically just know that it's going to be okay. And if something does feel really, really crazy off, like absolutely tell your doctor or go see a doctor. But until you really feel like something is amiss, just relax. Just take it easy, you know. try and you know, focus. Yeah, anything, like anything but silence really is good for me. Silence when I'm too high makes me like crazy. Can hear my thoughts.
Put on your headphones.
Yeah.
Get some music on.
Yeah.
Turn on the nerds.
Turn on the nerds, our soothing voices.
Soothing voices. We'll bring you back to earth.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
And we are back with the final Huff and Puff on the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Okay, so New York.
What's happening in New York? So New Jersey,
at the top of the show, we talked about how great New Jersey is doing and like all that good stuff and like all the monies and all the tax monies and everything. And New York, you should be like on the heels of New Jersey, and you're just not. And I don't understand what the fuck is going on. So it's been over a year since New York legalized adult use sales. Over a year, which basically means we're just waiting for licensing to happen, right? Like,
yeah. But didn't they give out some cultivation licenses?
They did.
In sort of anticipation,
yes,
that they would have places to there'd be storefronts licensed.
But no one knows. Like, yeah, so they definitely put, like, the cart before the horse or whatever. Like, they definitely were like, here, you know, go forth and grow. And a lot of hemp farms did that. And I'm assuming cannabis or a couple, whatever. It was like a handful of licenses, of cultivation licenses. And still, they don't have a clear picture of how they're going to sell the product that they're growing at all.
Yeah, the farmers were given licenses in April with anticipation, you know, plant your crops.
Yeah.
The plants are in the ground.
You're going to be selling it at some point.
And there's no place. There's no structure in place just yet.
No.
For any like brick and mortar, even any licensing. Like,
and like we,
happening?
You know, we know that the Empire Cannabis Club, that was what we went to. Like, they're cut and dry, not operating legally. So at any point that could be taken away. But at that, in the same breath, it's like they're not offering any sort of alternative for storefronts after a full ass year of putting it into place. There's been no guidance. There's been no nothing. Like, it's basically like no man's land. There's rumors everywhere of what's happening. There's like supposed to be an update next week on what's happening. This is on Business Insider, I think, if you want to find Izzy's story. But it seems to me that like everybody's kind of in the dark. I don't know if that means the black market is bustling over there or something, because I don't really know what the culture market is in New York, but I feel like I can't imagine that it wouldn't. I mean, we saw what
it was at every level. It was like really in your face on a street level.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we went to the storefront where it was very civilized.
Yes. It was very civilized. Oh, also, I hope we forgot Rhode Island. Okay. So we'll finish up with New York and then end on a positive note. So New York, I don't know what's happening. There's product, you know what I mean? There's stuff being waiting to be sold both on the hemp level and so that means Delta 8 and 9 on the both of those levels. So, like, I don't know when one of the articles was like, it has so far to go. It was like that here too, but medical, so we were fine.
New York didn't even allow flower for medical at all before. No. And so they didn't have their medical system in place like we do. There's probably plenty of legal vapes and tinctures in the market right now. But, you know, everybody wants the flower. These farmers are out there growing it right now.
They are.
And this is a commodity, so it's, you know, what are you going to, can't throw it away. Process it all into oil, that would be horrible.
Yeah, that would be a bummer. Yeah, and they're saying, like, it only lasts for so long, so.
It does have a shelf life.
Yeah, so, like, you kind of can't, drag your feet on it. It sucks. It sucks that it's not happening. I think that's really stupid. Like, in what world do you get the okay to sell your product and then have to wait mad fucking months to get it even okay to be opened? Like, that's insane. That wouldn't happen in any other market but the weed market.
No, never.
It's on
never.
Some stupid, like a hitch that doesn't make any sense, aka the control isn't where they want it to be or the taxing isn't where they want it to be. That's what all, like, California was just, like, how to get the most money out of everything.
How to juice.
Exactly. So, it's fucking the same as it ever was. We were doing so good, so we're going to end on a positive note. Rhode Island!
Yeah,
Adult use.
They just, it was just voted in.
Yay, Rhode Island!
Adult use, yeah. Congratulations, Rhode Island. 21 and older can purchase up to an ounce.
Well, that's exciting. That's big news. Good for you, Rhode Island. I hope you Rhode Islanders enjoy your access to weed. It's a really great world to be a part of. And I think you will. I'm curious what Rhode Island weed is like.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. They just signed it in. It was just signed in. Like, they didn't even vote.
Oh, they were just like,
they're like, okay, this is how it's going to go. The governor's Senate, we're all signing it. We all can agree in Rhode Island. Let's make this happen. I don't know. What do they grow? They got to have a good growing season. Maybe it's cold.
It's cold. It's indoors.
All the indoor, maybe a short outdoor season.
I just read like a whole article on how, like, why, like, California.
Oh, yeah. Why California has the best.
Well, we have the best, but, like, climate. We don't do as much. We have the best climate, but I feel like a lot of the weed we smoke or sell isn't outdoor.
Well, a lot of our favorites are indoors, yeah.
That's weird, though.
It is.
Why?
It's the best of the outdoor that we've ever had was probably pressed into concentrates for Poppin' Barkley.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know.
These United States of Cannabis.
Rhode Island, congratulations.
Thank you for coming on that journey with us. Rhode Island, congratulations. And that is our show. Thank you for listening to the Cool Nerd Weed Show on Adobe Radio. It's New Music Unfiltered. Today is Memorial Day. So I hope whatever is happening in your Memorial Day life that you had Adobe Radio on all day and then you listen to the Cool Nerd Weed Show all night. And if you're listening to this on a streaming service, we appreciate all of that. Stay tuned for all of the good things to come from the Cool Nerd Weed Show. And we love you so much. And
don't panic.
It's organic.